Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four clever panellists to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card which is written in front of me. And of course, according to how well they do this, they will gain points, or their opponents will. We'll begin the show this week with Sheila Hancock. Sheila, can you talk about my favourite drink for 60 seconds, starting now?
I can only say that whenever I am in foreign parts, the one thing I long for more than anything else in the world is a cup of tea. That may sound horribly English of me, but it's absolutely true. One never gets a proper one of those when you're abroad. There is, in fact, only one way to make it, and that is by warming the pot first, putting in one teaspoonful for each...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of tea.
Spoonful, teaspoonful.
Tea.
No, she said teaspoonful. Hmm. Sheila, you have my favourite drink still with 32 seconds left, starting now.
For each person and one for the pot. You then have to make absolutely certain that the water...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of pot.
Yes. Clement, you have a correct challenge this time, so you gained a point and the subject, and there are 25 seconds left on my favourite drink, starting now.
My favourite drink is one which I judge to have won the Liberal Party competition for summer aperitif some time ago, and it consists of champagne and fresh peaches, which are liquidised and added to the previously mentioned effervescent drink, also a modicum of pear brandy. And the result is topped with a sprig of thyme and some bay leaf.
The more he went on, the more intoxicated we all felt.
Are there any more ingredients? Because we want to make it. Have you... You've left out.
Yes, but by the time you've started to taste it, you go for cover. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is pests. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Pests are animals or people of whom others think they have no right to live or are a disgrace to mankind. I don't, in this particular instance, want to point my finger of scorn at anyone in my immediate vicinity, and...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid there was, because... everybody here realised that he must be talking about Kenneth Williams as he sits next to Clement, yes. And Kenneth was reacting... in such a hilarious way, completely dried Clement up. Oh. Oh, well, there's a grandest pause. I appear to have made a delightful faux pas, but anyway, I agree with your challenge, Derek. You have the subject, and you have 38 seconds on pests, starting now.
Pests are one of those words that have been watered down through usage over the years. In fact, during the time of the plague, the pest cart was one which should take away the bodies that were lying decomposing in the house, and very unpleasant it was, and people used to go around and spray the rose and sing songs like Ring.
Can you notice a challenge? Why?
Two rhymes.
Yes, he was speaking so quickly, it was difficult to hear whether there were two or not, but I think there were.
They used to go around, and they were lying around.
Yes, they were lying around, and were
around and round.
Yes, but you were going
around and round, the two different.
Yes, but you were going so quickly that it was too difficult to judge, and therefore I must give it.
Are we supposed to speak slowly?
No, but you're supposed to speak distinctly. You have the subject and 25 seconds on pests starting now.
I'm not sure that I want it because it brings back my life.
The most challenge. Well.
Deviation is speaking quickly.
That is not a correct challenge. Kenneth, you have another point and you have 22 seconds on pests starting now.
But the most horrible of these is the mosquito. And when I first arrived in Callian, they said to me, "You are on sentry tonight." I went right along the perimeter where I met another soldier and exchanged words. Then this thing zzz, hit me and I, in my nerves, did a fag. Out of the shadows come this bloke and said, "Here, smoking on duty." I said, "Oh, now, wait a minute. I like this fag."
On the subject, but he kept going magnificently to speak when the whistle went, gain the extra point, and definitely take the lead over all the others at the end of that round.
Quite right, too. How nice. yes, I should have.
And Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. Will you please talk on invitations for 60 seconds, starting now?
These come on pasteboard or ivory cards, as they're sometimes known in the trade, and often look very grand indeed. There are some particular snobs who put them on the mantelpiece so that everyone knows what kind of grandeur they're to be involved in. I don't do anything of the kind, and most of the time I say, no thank you, I shall be busy, cos I'm having this fag and a cup of tea and thinking about my next move. All of my life really could be called a complicated game of chess in which I move a queen or a bishop.
Sheena Hancock's challenge, what?
I think he's deviating. He's talking about his life, not about the invitation.
You've gone off invitation. You're talking about chess and the complications of your life now. They may have been triggered off by invitations, but you've got away from it.
Oh, well, it's here, marvellous. She is discussing it then. Oh, let's hear the wonderful Miss Hancock be.
All right, she has 21 seconds to show us how wonderful she can be on invitation, Sheila, starting now.
Well, one person I wouldn't send one to is Kenneth Williams, for a start. All the invitations I get are not on pasteboard or ivory, whatever he said. I get people phoning me up and say, what about coming round with a bottle tonight? Which is the sum total of my grandeur, and I'm sure everybody else in this team, apart from our aloof friend over there.
Sheila Hancock was then speaking when the whistle went, so she gained that extra point, and now she has taken the lead.
That's what she was trying to do all along. Didn't you see her game?
That's what you're all trying to do all along. Get the
lead
and win.
That's all she's wanted, and she comes here to win. It's as if I come here out of sportsmanship, just having a go. But she's out there to get marks.
He is going mad, isn't he? He's older every week. He comes off with his tanny.
I haven't taken his coat off yet, though.
No, he's done his tanny top, and we've all enjoyed it. Derek Nimmo, we've come now to you. Your turn to begin. The subject, nerves. Can you talk to us for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
Nerves are something which most actors possess, particularly if they're involved in games like this. Kenneth Williams is one particular actor who gets on my nerves. That's beside the point, because
Kenneth Williams has challenged you, Derek.
That's invective. I'm not going to sit here and
What is your challenge? Invective?
Yes.
Well, there's no so such challenge.
Oh, no, I meant repetition of nerves. He said nerves twice.
Your nerves is a subject. Nerves is a subject on the cards. You can't have him on repetition, you can't have him on vective, you can't have him on deviation. So he has another point, and there are 49 seconds left on nerves. Derek, starting now.
The Chinese are very clever with their acupuncture. They shove little needles into your nerves, and by doing...
Sheila Hancock has challenged. Why?
I don't think it's been proved, in fact, that they do put them into the nerves. How acupuncture works hasn't yet
Without
been proved.
Phoning up a woman who does it, I couldn't be sure, but my feeling is the same as yours. They don't push the needles into the nerves,
no,
they push them into the flesh somehow.
Various spots, and they don't...
Anybody know anything about acupuncture in the audience who can help us out?
Oh, don't ask Ethel, she'll go on all night.
All right, I'm not certain, but I'm going to give you the best. Are you certain of that, Derek? No, quite right, Sheila. 42 seconds on nerves with you, Sheila, now, starting now.
I, when I worked with Kenneth Williams, was a gibbering bag of nerves, and I was so desperate that I tried hypnotism on the advice of a very well-known artiste. And I went along to this man, and he put a gold pencil up in front of my eyes and said, when I count seven, you will not be awake any longer.
Ooh.
And he counted that number that I just said, and I was, but I felt so ashamed because somebody had said that only insensitive people can't be hypnotised. So I pretended that I was.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
You're talking about hypnotism rather than nerves.
Of course not. It's got to do with insensitive.
Sure,
it's a great niche. Come on, it's lovely. Come on, then. It is
because of your nervous disposition,
yes,
or the nervous tension for which you're suffering, and will you shut up, Kenneth Williams, that makes you go to a hypnotist, which I think Sheila made quite clear. So she has another point, and 9 seconds on nerves, starting now.
Well, I was very keen to cure myself that while I was there, and anyway, this man, he then said, I am now
Derek
going
Nimmo's
to...
challenge you again.
You'll regret this, because it's a good story.
You great story, no. Let's break it up.
I'll tell you afterwards,
Derek, what is your challenge?
I'm a man, actually.
Yes, I'm afraid there was a repetition of man. He cleverly got in just before the whistle. 3 seconds left with you, Derek, on nerves, starting now.
And sometimes at the end of one thing, one feels extraordinary tingling sensations.
So, Derek was then speaking when the whistle went. He gained the extra point, but he's still 1 point behind Sheila Hancock, who is still in the lead. Sheila Hancock, it's your turn to begin. The subject is fashion. Would you talk to us for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
It was very fashionable at that time to go to hypnotists, and after he'd waved this pencil at me, he then stuck a pin in me, and I was...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
A deviation. What? After these fashions, now she's on to hypnosis.
You won't let me finish this story, will you?
Oh, I didn't realize she was on a story.
Oh. Finish your story, will you, Sheila?
Oh, it's very boring now I come to think of it. But I was pretending not to be hypnotized, and he stuck a pin in me, and I nearly shot through the room. He said, you won't feel this because you're hypnotized, and of course I was pretending.
And you shouted aquapuncture.
Ah, I won't.
Aquapuncture.
Sorry, go on.
And that was a correct challenge, Kenneth. So you have the subject. Thank you for finishing the story.
Sheila,
52 seconds for you now on fashion, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, actually, this is a subject Sheila Hancock should be... I said Hancock.
I know you shouldn't have.
But that's all right. I don't matter whether I said Hancock or not. Really, that's ridiculous.
Kenneth, if you make a slip by that, keep going. They may not challenge. Sometimes they're generous, sometimes they're sporting.
Generous, this lot here?
Sometimes they don't even hear. But Clement Freud, you have a correct challenge and a point in 47 seconds on fashion, starting now.
It used to be thought that Paris was the fashion capital of the world, but since those days, both Milan and New York have very good claims, and England, London, is coming into its own. You may think it devious to arrive at the tale which you left, but the shops in Oxford Street, let alone the boutiques in King's Road, Chelsea, not to mention...
Yes, I think so. Not to mention, and he couldn't think what not to mention. So there are 21 seconds on fashion with you now, Derek, starting now.
As Lord Chesterfield.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
No, Derek, you have 19 seconds on fashion starting now.
A man of parts and fashion is only seen to smile, but never heard to laugh. The Prince Regent, walking down St. James's, met one of the gentlemen that I was talking about, and he said, "Who's your fat friend?" to him, because it was a very nasty and rude thing.
Derek was then speaking when the whistle went. He gained that extra point. He has now gone into the lead ahead of Sheila Hancock at the end of that round. And Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is People Like Me. 60 seconds starting now.
People like me find it very difficult playing a game such as this, because one not only has to put up with the astonishingly bright decisions of the chairman, there's also a slight disadvantage being unable and unwilling, I would like to add, to perpetrate the sort of accidents and accents, which is really what I meant to have said, on the public, as Derek Nimmo, Sheila Hancock, and Kenneth Williams, who are all, I believe, members of Equity. And people like me because I'm so generally nice to them. I've never, ever said anything unpleasant to anyone in my entire life, and have no...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
I really honestly can't believe that, because I've heard him be pretty nasty
to you. Yes. He's never in his entire life said anything unpleasant to anybody. The number of times he said unpleasant things to me on this programme is enough for you to have more than 1 point, Sheila, but I can only give you one.
Depends on your definition of unpleasant, I suppose.
Yeah, but don't get the thing away from you. Get it back to him. 16 seconds on People Like Me, starting now.
People like me are 5'8", have mousy hair, grey eyes, are moderately proportioned, have a pretty awful voice, and are maligned by everybody on this game. I never say very unpleasant.
Roy, challenge you then. Yes, well done, Clement. 2 seconds to go on People Like Me, starting now.
People Like Me, because I'm so proud.
Got some points on that round, and he's moved forward now, just behind Sheila Hancock, who's just behind a leader who is still Derek Nimmo, and Kenneth is still in fourth place. But they've all got a lot of points in this game. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin another of these interesting subjects that Ian Messler thinks of for you, Albert Einstein. Can you talk about that great man for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, as the name gives the clue, he was German-born, became an American national, and famous in the field of nuclear physics, and, of course, outdates the Newtonian theory on gravitation, because he treats of it as a field rather than a force. That
is the great thing to get into your head about the modern theory of relativity. I would say something else about this chap, because when it was proved by the astronauts in their remarkable journey to the moon, much of what he had already predicted, they came to him and told him that, and he said, I knew all along. He didn't say it like that. But he actually said, I knew all along.
But Derek Nimmo challenged you before he said it.
Deviation, he died in 1955.
Oh, did he? Yeah. That is interesting. He must have got that wrong.
To tell it to him, but he wasn't there. Unfortunately, he was in his grave. But, Derek, I agree with the challenge. There
it was the sun, you see.
I knew you would say that. That's why I didn't challenge. I thought
he was. But I keep my countenance. I remain self-possessed.
You hardly ever alter your countenance, do you, Kenneth? There are 18 seconds for you on Albert Einstein, Derek, starting now.
As a Swiss citizen, he was very fortunate to be working in the patent office.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
No.
No, I don't think so. No, no. I had to deliberate in my mind because I had to listen for so many things all at once. And there are 13 seconds on Albert Einstein with you now, Derek, starting.
He also wrote A Potboiler with a man called Mr. Freud. It wasn't a very good book, so...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
It couldn't have been a Mr. Freud. I mean, it could have been my grandfather who was Professor Freud, but not Mr. Freud.
Was he made a professor? He was Mr. before he was professor.
No, he was a doctor.
He was born a professor.
When he wrote the book, he was not at that time Mr. I think he was a professor.
You still call somebody Mr. if they're professor?
Oh, well, we can't deliberate on such a difficult situation, so we have to give the benefit of the doubt to Clement Freud and say that...
How often do you talk about his grandfather's Professor Freud? Have you ever heard him called Professor Freud?
No, you refer to him as Christian name.
Freud.
Sigmund Freud. Or Freud, yes. 10 seconds for you, Clement, starting now.
Albert Einstein died in 1955, and the astronauts who went to him...
It's already been established. I mean, he's going back over old ground. What he's trying to do is to rub it in that I made what you call a pop-up, isn't it? That's what he's trying to do. This is a disgrace. It is an absolute disgrace because we are all supposed to be working together, pulling together, loving each other. We're all supposed to be working in concert here.
Yes.
Are we all really anti? Are we all indulgent of awful underclothes underneath?
Yes.
It's dreadful, isn't it? We're part of the human race. Surely we go along the road of life together, holding hands.
Sir Kenneth, you have a point for keeping going on the subject without being interrupted. Clement Freud has the subject of Albert Einstein with 5 seconds ago, starting now.
At the memorial service, men from all over the world flocked.
So Clement Freud moved forward very rapidly on that round. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is protests. 60 seconds, starting now.
I'm really getting rather fed up with protests, not only in this game, but in life in general. It seems to me totally boring that people keep assembling, for no particular reason, interrupting the traffic, disturbing the police, to protest and complain about things of very little importance. I am involved with a protest myself against Albert Einstein not being called professor by Mr. Clement Freud, when he, like his grandfather, had the same rank. Now, it seems to me totally unfair that if Sigmund Freud has to be called...
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Repetition of Freud.
You see, they all do it. When they feel piqued about a decision or about something, they have to get back, as Kenneth said a little while ago. No, no, he was trying to get back then, not you. We don't have a
subject
of conscience,
protest, is it not?
Yes, very clever. You were protesting, yes, but you didn't say that. You have... 24 seconds on protests, Clement, starting now.
What is so absolutely abysmal is the people in this theatre should be allowed to smoke. There's no reason in the world why, when one goes out, one has to put into one's mouth a filthy piece of nicotine wrapped in paper and puff away at it, invariably lighting it with a match before you do so. I protest most deeply against...
Protest against smoking has taken him there into the lead, and it's a protest that we all echo in just a minute, because if you're interested, we once won the award as the non-smoking show of the year. Sheila, The subject is now yours. My radio. Can you talk to us on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
My radio is a source of constant joy to me, especially as I now live mainly in the country where the television reception is abysmal. I am tuned mainly to the music program, which...
Derek Nimmo came in then.
Hesitation.
Derek Nimmo, your challenge was correct. You have 47 seconds on my radio starting now.
I awfully like listening to my wireless set. I do find it an awfully pleasant form.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Too awfully.
There are 42 seconds for you on my radio, Kenneth, starting now.
The great thing about it is that it brings back to me those dulcet tones that I love to hear. I refer, of course, to my voice.
Kenneth Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, once
there was
you
no
said...
hesitation at all. You have to let an audience laugh if they wish to. I am not going to talk all through their laughter and deprive them of my dulcet tone.
You're quite right, but if you're going to be...
Well, Adam, you Adam.
If I was going to be really fair to the rules of the game, I would have to give it to Clement Freud, but the audience obviously insists that I leave the subject with you.
Of course, their blood is my blood. All of your veins, British to the core.
Oh, yes, Clement was right. It was a pause.
They've all come to this island, draw sobbing breath.
Kenneth, one has to keep going. Just when you're clever enough to get a laugh from the audience, you still have to go on. That are the rules of the game.
But that are the rules of the game. That are the rules of the game. Don't you know where they pick them up, do you?
I'll tell you where I pick them up. King's Cross.
Oh, an unkind dig.
You're also unkind to me. It's all I can do to get my own back, let alone keep my own. The reason I fluffed then with my grammar was because Clement Freud felt he should have the award of a point then. He looked at me with such a way that I wilted because I was going to give it against him, even though we're all under the rules of the game, I shouldn't. But the audience want me to give it to you, and it was again towards the end of the show, and you're trailing more than somewhat, you're going to have it. There we are, in spite of what you've just said. You have 29 seconds on my radio starting now.
And one of those beautiful voices I ever heard on it was that of Stuart Hibbert, a man after my own heart because of his essential neutrality in delivery. Now, this is one of the most important aspects in public speaking.
Challenged you, Kenneth.
I hadn't stopped.
I know you hadn't, but Kenneth has challenged you. Why?
Repetition.
A what? Yes.
I don't mind.
Last time you were given almost an unjustifiable point. Clement Freud, you have a correct challenge and a point of 7 seconds on my radio starting now.
My radio picks up station number...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
His radio couldn't pick up anything. Transmits.
I agree. His radio doesn't pick things up. He can pick things up on his radio. That is correct. Kenneth, you have 4 seconds on my radio starting now.
Yes, Clement Freud is a man after my own and almost everybody else's. But I would say...
And speaking when the whistle went, and he did at the end of that round, gaining extra point, manage to leap forward from fourth place into third place. But I'm afraid he won't leap any more in this show because we have no more time to play Just a Minute. So the final score was that Sheila Hancock finished just in fourth place behind Kenneth Williams. He was 2 points behind Derek Nimmo, who was 1 point behind Clement Freud, who is this week's winner, Clement Freud. You've enjoyed in Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.